That's EEECS. It stands for Electronics, Electrical Engineering and Computer Science. My name is TJ Cosgrove. I'm the Technology and Innovation Officer for the School of Electronics, Electrical Engineering and Computer Science at Queen's University Belfast. Our passionate staff and incredible students are at the forefront of 21st century technology, working in areas like artificial intelligence, data analytics, virtual reality, robotics, cybersecurity, smart grids, and cloud edge computing. But what do these technologies actually do? How do they work? And what do they mean for our future? We break down the complex topics and explain the big ideas with our experts, researchers, staff, and students. This is the EEECS podcast. Today I have with me again. My name is TJ Cosgrove, and you're probably used to hearing my voice as the nosy person asking all the questions on this podcast. But I thought it might be interesting to cover something that I know a little bit about, and that is podcasting. This is part two of a two-part series. Episode one, The Phantom Logistics, covered the logistics and motivations behind starting and running a podcast. This episode will cover the technical aspects, equipment and editing and all that stuff. So, you know what you're podcasting about and you understand what to do, but how are you going to go about it? Podcasting is a little bit like making toast. There are 100 different ways to do it, and none of them are wrong. Unless you're putting Marmite on it, that's disgusting. Stretching this toast-based analogy to its limits, you have to decide what kind of bread you're using, how you're toasting it, and what to put on there once it's toasted. For podcasts, that means what equipment you're using, how you're recording it, and what you're going to do with it once it's recorded. Carbohydrate-based comparisons aside, when you're starting a podcast, you have some important decisions to make about how you're going to record and release your content. Some of these decisions will be decided by your budget, others by constraints on your time and your space. There isn't any correct setup, and it's totally fine if your equipment or your production changes or improves over time. There are essentially two different kinds of podcast recording, in-person and remote. The EEECS podcast is totally remote. We've never recorded an in-person episode, and that's probably not going to change anytime soon. For an in-person podcast, you're going to be sat in the same physical space as your guest or your co-host. You're going to be recording the conversation as it happens, and you're probably mixing the audio a little bit as you go along. There are so many different microphones, mixers, and audio whatchamacallits that you can use to record the audio. There's not really a comparison, bread-based or otherwise, broad enough for me to cover them all. You might be using XLR microphones connected to a mixer that's then connected to a computer or an audio recorder, or you could be using USB microphones going directly into a laptop, or you might just be recording the audio from your phone set on a table. If it were me and I was trying to do in-person recording, I'd probably look at a decent pair of XLR microphones going into a nice, simple mixing desk. This will let you tweak the levels of each person's microphone, add effects and trigger sound effects, all that kind of good stuff. Something like the Rodecaster from Rode might work really nicely here. Each person being recorded would get a microphone and a set of headphones that would let them hear themselves and everyone else being recorded. Now this podcast, the EEECS podcast, was started during the COVID-19 pandemic, so recording in person is not terribly practical for us. I actually recorded all of our episodes through Microsoft Teams. I set a meeting with the guest, we both dialed in, then I record the episode, and my fantastic editor, Phil, hi Phil, cuts the audio from that and puts it into our podcast episode. Microsoft Teams makes it easy for me to record with lots of different guests from anywhere in the world without sending them a bunch of equipment or having them come to a studio space. The downside is that the audio quality we get is lower than if we were recording with nice microphones or in a dedicated podcast space. Most of my guests have no special equipment, and the audio is coming straight from the laptop, tablet, or phone that they're dialing into the Teams call from. This means it's really, really accessible and typically produces audio that is of an acceptable quality, provided, of course, the content is interesting. Microphone choice when recording through Teams or something similar isn't that big of a deal. Any audio call platform will compress the audio in order to send it to the other participants, so if you're using a really high quality microphone, it's not going to improve the audio all that much. The most effective thing we find is to use a microphone closer to the person speaking. For me, I have a microphone and a studio arm on my desk that I just plug in and bring close to my face. For guests, often just using a headset or earbud microphone is a way of dramatically improving their audio quality. It makes their voice louder, clearer, and it cuts down on the background noise. The other way to record a remote podcast is what's called a double header. This is where each person records their own audio separately while they're talking through another app, like Teams or WhatsApp or Skype or anything like that. The conversation happens through Teams, for example, but each person is recording their own audio on their own device. The audio file of their recording is then mixed with my audio to produce the final conversation. Huge shout out to Dr. David Laverty from episode 2, Fighting Climate Change by Using More Electricity, who went the extra mile and recorded nice audio for me and sent it across after our chat. That's why his interview sounds better than our normal discussions. Thanks, David. Again, this is a case of balancing accessibility against sound quality. Most people I'm interviewing do not have high quality recording equipment just sitting around. And it's not reasonable for me to expect them to produce and record their own high-quality audio, as well as be interviewed. So with the exception of David's episode and these two episodes from me, all the Triple ECS podcast episodes are recorded remotely through Teams, and the audio you hear is the audio from those Teams calls. For these two episodes, with just me here, I'm recording directly into my laptop with my own microphone. As it's only me speaking, there's no reason to use something like Teams. If you're recording a double header or you really want to invest in a nice microphone just to get nice, crispy, tasty audio quality, there are a ton of options out there, from very budget-friendly to super high-end professional. I used the Blue Yeti for many years, and I've just switched to a Rode NT-USB Mini, which is the microphone I'm using right now. You can pick up a simple USB microphone from about £30. And mics like the Yeti or the Rode go for in and around 100. Once more, your mileage may vary. Do your research and choose something that is appropriate for your budget, your context, and your goals. Choosing a recording software is a little bit like making I'm kidding. I'm not about to drop another bread-based explanation. Choosing a recording software is just as complex and multifaceted a decision as choosing a microphone. But there are a ton of options out there, including free, open source, and professional. If you're recording on Windows, you might want to look at Audacity, which is free and open source and is the powerhouse behind many, many podcasts. On Mac, GarageBand comes with your computer and is likely far more fully featured than you will ever need. If you're on iOS or iPad, I personally love using the Ferrite app. You can even use the audio notes feature on your phone or a cheap standalone field recorder like the Zoom H1N. So, you've come up with an amazing idea for a podcast, you've nailed the logistics, picked out a microphone and recording software, lined up a guest, and recorded an absolute banger of an episode. What now? Well, unless you're a one-take wonder, it's likely that you're going to need to do some editing. I know, in this episode, I will. The editing for the Triple ECS podcast is mostly done by my creative compatriot, Phil Corrigan. Phil will take the MS Teams recording that I send him, bring it into Adobe Audition, and work his magic to cut out all the rubbish and produce a lovely, coherent conversation that we can upload and release. Editing is a fine art and requires balance and consideration. You want to remove anything that detracts from the content without changing the nature or the meaning of what was said. Take away too much and it can sound clipped or artificial. Leave too much in and the episode feels messy and unfinished. For example, here's one line. The quick, brown fox hops, no, wait, jumps over the lazy cat. I mean dog. That line was full of errors. With good editing, Phil can make me sound like I know what I'm talking about. The quick, brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. But if he takes away too much, or takes away from the wrong places, he can make me say something that I didn't mean. The quick fox hops over the cat. That's why it's so important to be careful and considerate when editing. If you recorded the content, you probably have a good idea of where you need to tweak or adjust stuff. If you're lucky enough to have a Phil to edit for you, it's important you're both on the same page and communicate well. Also, respect your editors. Thanks, Phil. So now you have a nicely edited file and it's ready to be released to the world. You probably want to export it from your software as an MP3 or something similar. There are a dozen different file types, and each one has different pros and cons when it comes to quality, fidelity, and file size. The most common is MP3 because it's small, which means it's easy to download and stream, and it sounds pretty good. Once you have your finished file, it's ready to go on your platform of choice. Now, we discussed podcasting platforms in episode 1, so go back and listen to that if you want some more information. Each platform will have its own specifications for file types and sizes and show notes and links, etc. So read up and find out what works for your setup. So there you have it, your behind the scenes look at how we produce and release the EECCS podcast. Hopefully you find these two episodes interesting or useful. If you have any questions, topic ideas or requests, send me an email at t.cosgrove@qub.ac.uk. I will now go back to being the resident question asker and curious nuisance. Thank you for listening. You've been listening to the EECCS podcast. You can find us on our website, www.qub.ac.uk/schools/EEECS. We're on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at QUBEEECS. EECCS, inventing tomorrow, today.